Now we're going to look at the Gospel, which is from St. Luke, chapter 18, verses 1 to 8. I think, besides the advice that our Lord gives us, you'll be won over, probably already have, by the gentleness, the humor, with which he urges us to pray. Keep bothering my Father till he gives you what you want. That's what he's saying. Or what'll happen if you bother him enough, you'll get to know him, and then you don't care what you get. So, this is the story now on that. So then he told them a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. I asked God for that. I mean, for 3 weeks I asked him every day, and then I quit. You never quit. You're talking to God. Now, the compassion, the humor, remember, this is the infinite, eternal God teaching us about prayer. And it's funny. And he's saying, in a way, you know, treat my Father like an unjust judge. Bother him. So false, but he's trying to, and he presumes we know that. But it helps so much to get this, you see. He told them a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. So he said, there was a judge in a certain city who feared neither God nor respected man. It doesn't really say all that. That's the translation. But that's okay. Fine. Respected. Entrepomenos. Okay. But there was a widow in that city. Who used to come to him and say, render a just decision for me against my adversary. For a long time, the judge was unwilling. But eventually he thought, while it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow is bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me. This is our Lord telling us a story. Do you see the humor? This is God trying to win us over. You know? You keep bothering my Father enough, he'll give you, or he'll have you change your mind, realize what you're asking for is stupid. But you got to keep trying. The Lord said, this is Jesus now, pay attention to what the dishonored judge says. Then will not God secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Will he find anybody who does this? Who trusts my Father enough to go talk to him and say, Father, I really need this. At least I think I do. I need something. You've got to help me out. And bother you, I'll make another novena. I'll make another 90-day prayer. I'll do something. Now, you know what it's like? Suppose you were holding an ice cream cone. You were holding it up like this. You were standing, and a little child comes along and says, can I have the cone? Can I have the cone? And you just give him the cone. They'll take the cone and walk off. But if you keep holding it, they'll finally look at you. And then there's a human contact, which is much more valuable than the ice cream cone. That's why God keeps us waiting. So we'll bother him enough to finally get to know him. And then he isn't some big source of whatever we need. I'm going to ask God, whoever he is. No, no more. You're going to know him. And as your Father, there's nothing he could give you in this world that is as precious as knowing him, literally, really knowing him as Father. There's nothing like it. To see how perfectly reliable he is. Just, honest, compassionate, loving. Just totally reliable. You've got to experience that. Well, if he just becomes a source of, you know, like an ice cream parlor, and you get your ice cream cone and walk off, you'll be deprived. You'll have plenty of ice cream. And you'll think God, whoever he is very nice. But you'll never know him. And God loves you too much. He wants you to keep knocking, bother him, until you know him. Isn't that better than all the ice cream cones in the world? Yes. It isn't that he doesn't want you to have those things, but he's tired of being like a big ice cream cone machine for you. I'll make a 90-day novena, and boy, I'll get what I want. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. But if you keep praying and really talk to God, something much more precious will happen. You'll know the Father. And when you know the Father, life changes. Life changes. Because now you have met the Principium Deitatis, as the old theologians call. He's the very, they're all equal and all eternal, but he's the principle of the deity. And now you know him. So somebody says, you know God the Father? Yeah, I know God the Father. Isn't that wonderful? So you see the humanity of the Son of God telling us this story. So he's saying, bother my Father. Knock on the door. You know, like this widow he's telling us about, bother him, because my Father will finally get tired of hearing from you and give you what you want. Well, it's not exactly what he's going to do, but the Lord says it. Do you see how he wants to win us over? This is a parable that melts your heart, that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit want to know us, they know us perfectly, and to be known by us, so that there's interaction and love and trust, so that even when things are dark, you can say, Father, I trust you. You know, I remember one of the fellows in the community, and he drove his daughter to high school. She was a senior. And so she said, getting along, as he was driving her off, drop at the school, and she said, Dad, can I go to the senior prom? And he said, no, that's just sex and booze, even though it's high school. You know, we're going to have one of our own. You know, the group we belong to, we'll have a dance. We're not going to have that. We're not going to that one. She got out and slammed the door and went in. Well, he prayed for her all day. Now, I should tell you there was a beginning of this story that I should have said first. He was praying for her, and the Lord said to him, ask her what she wants. She said, I want to play the drums. This is a house of 9 kids. You know, I want to play the. So he bought her a set of drums, put it in the cellar, and bang, bang, bang away. I'm not sure to this day whether she ever learned the drums well, but she was. But he asked her what she wanted, and he gave it to her. Now she slams the door, goes off to school. That night, when he comes home from work, she comes up to him, gives him a big hug and a big kiss, and says, Dad, I trust you. That's beautiful. You see, she knows her Father. And then they did have a nice big prom and dances, and everybody all dressed up. But it was not with booze and sex, like most high school proms. And so they kept their sobriety and their virginity, and they had a good time. And so that's important. By the way, parents, you have to win your child over like God the Father does, and then let them know what you're saying comes from love. You've got nothing against proms. You've got something against immorality that can corrupt your whole life. That's what they're trying to get across to you. Anyway, see how the Lord prepared that encounter? First, ask her what she wants. She wants drums, for heaven's sakes. He buys the drums, puts them in the cellar, and bang, 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 with, you know, 9 or 8 other kids and parents upstairs. But it worked. She trusted him. So when he said no, she cooled off and gave him a big hug and said, Dad, I trust you. Now, if she can do that with her earthly father, can't we do it? Can't we keep asking God and saying, you know, Father, I really think I need this or the family needs this, but you're not giving it to us. giving it to us. And so I'm going to keep on trusting you. Because I know, like the kid who finally looks up, he's got his eyes on the ice cream cone. And finally, he looks up and sees somebody with eyes and a smile. And he gets to know the person, which is more important than the ice cream cone. Well, God does that for us. He keeps us waiting. He keeps us asking so that we will get to know him, which is much better than anything else. So if you say you want an ice cream cone, one day he'll give it to you or something like that, probably. Why? So that he can win you over, and then he can ask real things of you. Real things. Not like giving up the senior prom, but the adult version of that, whatever that is. Cheating at work, cheating in your marriage, doing something immoral. And you say, no, I won't do it. I trust God. That's the way he wins us over. And so you see that that's what our Lord is saying. And do you see the gentleness of the Son of God? He tells us kind of like a joke. You know, here's this really determined widow. And she goes after this guy, and finally, he says, you'll see, you know what's going to happen. She's liable to come and hit me. That's what it says. I'm trying to find the, yeah, here it is. Because this widow keeps bothering me, I will deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me. So she's gone up scared. But she keeps at it. And Jesus is saying what? I'd rather hear from you complaining than not hear from you at all. I can work with that. I can talk with you. I can win you over. It's only when you treat me like a stranger, like a great big massive Coca-Cola machine, you put in your nickel, the prayer, and boop, out comes whatever you want. Then I'm a nothing to you. And I don't want that. So if I keep you waiting, be smart. Keep praying. And start looking at my eyes, not just at my hands. And you'll get to know me. And you know, I got a secret to tell you, the Lord says. Eternity is eternally knowing me. So you might as well practice. That's what it's all about. Amen.